Many people think it's the greatest role in all of American musical theater, Mama Rose, the powerhouse stage mother in Gypsy. She's been played by legends Ethel Merman, Angela Lansbury, Bette Midler, Bernadette Peters, Patti LuPone. For our latest installment of In Character, Jeff London has this appreciation.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose!
Ever since she made her first appearance in the brassy, larger-than-life performance of Ethel Merman in 1959, the character of Mama Rose has been a touchstone of musical theater. The only thing is, if you ask the man who created her, playwright Arthur Lawrence, to talk about Mama Rose, the first thing he does is correct you. It's Madame Rose, not Mama Rose.
I've never understood that, because she certainly would loathe being called, and she was nobody ever thought of her as a mother. Why she's called Mama Rose, I don't know.
Ready or not, here comes Mama. Mama's talking loud, Mama's doing fine, Mama's getting hot, Mama's going strong.
Whether you call her Madame Rose or Mama Rose, she is the stage mother from hell. In the dazzling score by composer Julie Stein and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, and the coruscating script by Arthur Lawrence, Rose is a woman boiling over with her own frustrated ambition, and she channels all her energies into turning her daughters into stars. Woe be it to anyone who gets in her way. She's horrifying. She's mesmerizing.
I can't think of another part in a musical that's this complex, this large, and this grand.
Ben Brantley is chief drama critic of the New York Times.
It also allows all sorts of opportunities for reinterpretation.
Like Bernadette Peters in 2003.
It's a brilliant show. It really is like King Lear with music. I mean, it's amazing.
You'll never get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow.
Arthur Lawrence created Mama Rose pretty much out of whole cloth. 50 years ago, he was approached by producer Leland Hayward to adapt burlesque star Gypsy Rose Lee's memoirs into a musical.
I said I wasn't interested in writing a musical about the striptease queen of America. And Leland said, keep thinking, you'll come up with an idea. And then we had a cocktail party and people were talking about their first lovers. And this girl said her first lover was Gypsy Rose Lee's mother. Well, first of all, the fact was anybody's mother was interesting, but Gypsy Rose Lee's mother made it particularly interesting.
And as Lawrence found out, the real Rose was no wilting flower. She toured the country on the cheap with a vaudeville troupe starring her daughters, June, who later became the famous actress June Havoc, and Louise, who became Gypsy Rose Lee, as well as some young boys.
She had two little girls and all the little boys in the newsboy act. In one room in a hotel, the manager came and objected, and she pushed him out the window. Killed him. I didn't use that, but I used her pushing him around.
Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive.
Patti LuPone is currently starring in a smash-hit Broadway revival directed by the 90-year-old playwright. While many find the steamrolling character of Rose to be a monster, LuPone doesn't.
She has tunnel vision, she's driven, she loves her kids, and she is a survivor. I do not see her as a monster at all. She may do monstrous things, but that doesn't make a monster.
Rose is single-minded and takes what she needs. Ben Brantley.
She's a classic American success story. You do what you need to fulfill your objective. And her objective is to get her daughters famous so she can experience it vicariously. So, sure, if it involves stealing the silverware or taking the blankets from hotels to make coats, that's what you do.
And when Rose is thwarted in her attempt to succeed, she just tries another way. Out of context, Everything's Coming Up Roses, the Act One finale, seems like an upbeat song. But in the show, it's a chilling moment. Rose's daughter June has eloped and run away, and Rose decides to make the hitherto untalented Louise a star, if it kills her. Patti LuPone.
She talks about how everybody has walked out. You know, her mother walked out, her first husband, her second husband, and now the daughter that she created this act for has walked out, and now she turns on a dime and says she's going to make the second daughter a star. And there's desperation.
And if Louise doesn't have the talent to become a vaudeville star, then by God, she'll be a stripper, even if it destroys Rose's relationship with Herbie, her fiancé, or morally compromises her daughter, says Ben Brantley.
When that last desperate chance is grabbed for, on the one hand, you shudder, on the other hand, you heave a sigh of relief because you know you're about to experience yet another burst of intensity, one of the most intense moments in all musicals.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose!
And because Gypsy Rose Lee becomes a star, and because Gypsy Rose Lee, as children often do, rejects her mother, it leads us to Rose's turn, which is unlike anything written previously and really since. It's a nervous breakdown set to music.
Mama's got the stuff. Mama's gotta move. Mama's gotta go. Mama. Mama.
Angela Lansbury from the 1973 production. Rose's turn may be the great moment in the American musical theater. Alone on stage, Rose confronts the truth. Her ambition and manipulation have made everyone leave her. And she has a blinding moment of recognition. Bernadette Peters in the role.
All your life, what does it get you? Thanks a lot, and out with the garbage. They take bows and you're batting zero.
Here's Ethel Merman, the original.
I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be?
Ben Brantley says one reason Mama Rose appeals to actresses is because
she's what show business is all about. She's why people go into it. It's that hunger for attention. It's look at me, watch me. I want to make a difference. I want to be seen.
For me!
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To hear more about Mama Rose from Ethel Merman, Angela Lansbury, and others, go to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.